most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the Guy.
Beast of the Planet, it's Thursday! I've been suffering from gas for the past 48 hours. I don't think I'll be able to make anything tonight. What's tonight?
Powerhouse, NYC.
Yes.
That'd be a great place to pass gas.
Salute to everybody from out of town who won tickets to come to Powerhouse, NYC tonight in Brooklyn. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it, because...
Charlamagne, you got some paper on your jacket.
For real? Something like that.
I must be
planning on taking it back.
What is that?
That's new.
When you buy something new,
they always put that on the zipper.
By the way, you know I ain't buy this, okay?
There we go.
This says, I feel like Pablo on the back. You know what that mean? Item from the record label.
Definitely.
All right?
I have that same jacket, but it's a little big on me because it's a large. Men's large.
I would never buy Pablo gear because you can make Pablo gear at home. Just get you a nice cheap flight jacket for $60 and then put old English letters on the back.
There you go.
All right?
Well, speaking of Powerhouse, I was at the Powerhouse pre-show last night.
Charlamagne, you ain't go?
No.
I didn't see you there either, Envy.
Why you be doing that? I know you wasn't there. You know I wasn't there. Why would you do that?
Well, I was there, and we had a good time. It was a long all-evening pre-show, because I think it started at 6.
It was free.
Yeah, and it's free for everybody, and a lot of great performers came out. Dave East was there. Mm-hmm. Fresher was there. Lil Durk performed. Now, Self was there, and he brought out everybody from Love & Hip Hop, it felt like. He had all the cast members from Love & Hip Hop performing.
Why? They were taping.
Keep it real. Yes, they definitely was in there taping.
I mean, when you say all the cast, only people from Love & Hip Hop I want to see perform is Papoose and Remy from Love & Hip Hop New York.
You could have seen Mariah Lynn do I Was a Ho.
I don't even know who that is. Oh, that was my joint, though. I Was a Ho. When I'm in there.
Well, you would have had your hands up.
That record was tough.
Major Galore. He brought out Peter Guns and then the whole Creep Squad.
Did Lord Tariq come with him?
With Cisco
the
and
Creep Squad.
Rich Dollaz.
What are you talking about right
did
now?
Did they rap?
I don't know. I left at that point.
Oh, so they
But yeah, there was a lot going on. Busta Rhymes came out.
Did Peter Guns do Uptown Baby?
I didn't see. I just know that right when they were all coming out, that's when
Busta Rhymes? You don't love Hip Hop this season, Busta Rhymes?
No, I think he came out and he brought out Fresher. And that was popping because he got that big song. Wait, Fresher, tough.
That's a Haitian record, right?
Yeah, no, that song's popping.
It's not a Haitian record.
That record ain't Haitian?
Wait a minute.
No, it's wait a minute. Oh, I thought you were saying wait.
This guy is
Drop one of Clues Bomb for Fresher. That record is tough, though.
Nothing to do with
one of my young boys put me on that record.
Is he Haitian? I don't think he's Haitian. Is he Haitian?
I thought the record was Haitian.
He's from Brooklyn.
He's from Brooklyn.
I thought he was saying wait.
No, it's wait a minute.
Wow.
This guy is crazy.
But yeah, the Lil Durk killed it last night, too.
I'm sure.
So yeah, we had a good time.
Sounds fun. Who's at Powerhouse tonight? We know?
Of course we know who's going to be
there. Usher's there.
Okay.
And there's a lot of surprise guests I've been hearing about already. But yes, Young M.A. is performing.
Okay.
Designer's performing.
All right.
Tilla.
Okay.
Yes, Tory Lanez.
Designer.
Okay. Wiz Khalifa.
Okay. So I need to go buy a fresh T-shirt from Target for tonight.
Fat Joe Remy.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you something else that I did yesterday. I have a busy day every day. I always end up all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who works here, you call her Fun Size. She got her very first Brazilian wax yesterday. I took her to get her first ever Brazilian wax.
Well, you was going to take her last week, but her period was on, right? Call her in here. Oh, you want to wait?
Yeah, we'll wait. Wait, wait, wait. Yeah, we'll get into that later. We'll get into her.
Ooh, you got a bald vagina.
That's why she walking so funny. You walking funny.
She did get a bald. She did get a baldy, though. It looked like Charlamagne head.
Wait.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, we got some special guests joining us this morning.
Egypt and Pepper.
Growing up hip hop.
And of course, Pepper from Salt and Pepper.
The legendary Pepper. It don't even sound right saying Pepper's name without saying Salt and Pepper. Egypt and Pepper. I mean, that's our daughter, but
her
still.
Daughter, right.
Sounds weird.
So we'll kick it with both of them.
Right.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news. What are we talking about, Ye?
We'll talk about early voting numbers. We'll tell you what's going on with that. And we'll talk about a New York corrections officer who is suspended over a selfie with an inmate. And then my girl, Seven Streeter, is in the news, and I'll tell you why also.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Drake, controller. All right, well, let's get in some front page news. All right, sports. The Cubs won game two of the World Series 5-1. The Celtics beat the Nets. Raptors beat the Pistons. Hornets beat the Bucks. Heat beat the Magic. Grizzlies beat the Wolves. The Nuggets beat the Pelicans. Pacers beat the Mavericks in overtime. The Thunder beat the Sixers. The Kings beat the Sun. And the Lakers beat the Rockets.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't get invested into the NBA until after February. I don't have an NBA team, which I love because that means I can wear any like NBA paraphernalia I want. But I don't even talk about the NBA until after football season's over.
Well, let's talk about early voting numbers, G.
Right, let's talk about that because it does show that Clinton is having some strength in some battlegrounds like Arizona. Now, Hillary Clinton's campaign is optimistic right now. A lot of people have voted earlier. So Republicans have good news in Iowa. They've improved their position there from 4 years ago. And in Florida right now, there's a lot more Democrats that are cutting into the very traditional Republican advantage in the early voting ballots that have been cast so far. But Arizona Democrats are doing well there. In Colorado, this is the first time where registered people in Colorado can vote by mail. So those ballots went out last week. And Democrats have been increasing their advantage over Republicans. In Georgia, more than 583,000 people have already voted. And so we don't know who they voted for yet. In Florida, Republicans are ahead, but it's a narrow margin. Right now, Iowa, we told you that's where Trump has an advantage. It's looking light right now. And in Utah, they're saying that Republicans led Democrats in early voting by more than 31,000 voters 4 years ago. But this year, it's only about 15,000.
Good. Get out and vote, man. Period. Everybody out there that's like, oh, I'm not voting this year. I hope you got some other bright ideas other than voting then.
Now, let's talk about this correction officer suspended.
Right. A Westchester County corrections officer was suspended. They allowed Omari Hardwick from Power, that's Ghost from Power, to take a picture with an inmate. No, he wasn't in jail. But
he looked like a corrections officer, though. Suto Omari, but he got a corrections officer.
I've seen that picture everywhere.
Right, so that's an inmate. And apparently, you know, you can't do that. Matthew Draper is the inmate.
But ain't he locked up?
Matthew Draper, yes. But Omari Hardwick, they're filming Power right now.
I thought Ghost in jail.
No, well, they filming. That's not real, man.
Oh.
Right, so you're not allowed to have phones in jail. It's contraband. So that's what the issue is. And one issue that... you know, they're having for Matthew Draper is now he may get in trouble for this now.
That's not fair to Matthew Draper, man.
And the correction officer has been suspended who allowed that picture to go down.
Don't bring all these celebrities in here, you know what I'm saying? I got my phone and you expect me not to get a selfie for the gram? That's disrespectful to the inmates. If you don't want the inmates around them and don't want them to be taking selfies, don't have them involved. Don't have them near the people.
Well, I think that he wasn't supposed to have a phone in there at all.
Supposed to have a phone there regardless, yeah.
Damn. I think that's a little messed up on the prison's fault.
Mm-hmm. All right. This looks like it could be like his.
It's just a scene. His roommate in the TV show. I saw that yesterday. That's what I thought it was. A scene from Power for next season.
Well, it turns out he's a real inmate.
Well, salute to 50 Cent for having the realness on Power. dropping the clues bombs for him actually employing real inmates for Power.
I don't think he employed them. I think they just did it. I don't think he could pay them.
That's great.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you had a bad morning. Maybe you had
a
long night.
I got a pimple and I got gas. I've had gas for $48.
I saw that pimple. I was just looking at it. It looks like you popped it.
No, I didn't touch it yet.
Where was the pimple? Where's the pimple?
Do you ever see that Family Guy episode?
Uh-uh.
Where the son had
zoom in on my pimple, white man. What's wrong with you? Now, if I come punch you in the face, I'm wrong for that.
Oh, you brought goodness. It up.
Everybody
wants
zoom
to
in
it.
On it. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my goodness. That's a big pimple.
It didn't look like you popped it.
How disrespectful is that?
Oh, my
goodness. I reveal my pimple on the air, and he's just going to zoom in on it.
You pop it right now on there. Zoom again. Pop it right now. Okay, zoom in.
You want me to pop it? I'm good at stuff.
No,
like
no.
That.
I got my dermatologist coming to shoot something up in it. I get rid of those.
Oh, yeah,
ASAP.
You got to get it.
Salute to Dr. Natasha Sandy. Drop one of the clues bombs for Dr. Natasha Sandy.
Now, that's...
Wow, that's big,
some
man.
Rich-ish right there.
What?
I have my dermatologist coming to get rid of this pimple.
That's not rich.
The rest of us in the world just have to put some toothpaste on our pimples. And you have your dermatologist.
Well, get you a dermatologist. Incredible. Get you a dermatologist. Get you a dentist. Get you a doctor. Ain't my fault y'all don't take care of yourself out there.
I have a dentist because my uncle's a dentist and it's free. But
Who fault is that so y'all don't take care of yourself?
Let me see it again.
Dermatologists are available to everybody. It's all about what you choose to invest in.
Is it free? With your health insurance?
Yeah, you got health insurance. You got to pay for
does
it. But still,
does a dermatologist cover pimples?
But it doesn't matter. No. Invest in yourself.
Yeah, you got to invest.
Everybody,
you gotta pay for that yourself.
Invest in yourself. Dermatologists, dentists, doctors, those are investments into yourself. Invest in yourself, people.
Well, tell them why you're mad.
800-585-1051.
You're upset. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the mad rapper, son, for real. I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off. Tell him why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
This is Michaela from Florida.
Hey, Michaela, tell him why you mad, mama.
So this morning, yesterday, my sister asked me to babysit her daughter for her, and I said, okay, even though I had class, I was prepared to take my niece to class with me.
Right.
So I get off of work at 6:30. I drive all the way to my sister's house. Just for her to tell me, oh, I don't need you anymore. I wanted to punch her.
She wait till you got there?
Wait till I got right to her door.
You're a good sister.
I'm so tired. She's so inconsiderate.
That is inconsiderate, but you know what? You're cheaper than Uber. Uber should still charge you when they show up to your door. Not Hello? To pull them out, though.
Hello, who's this?
It's KD from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, KB, tell them why you mad, bro.
I'm mad because I'm a fairly handsome, dark-skinned brother.
Oh, boy.
I need a dentist, and I can't even afford it.
A lot of people need dentists. You one of them dark-skinned brothers with yellow teeth?
Nah, my teeth are actually clean. It's just they look kind of crazy.
Jagged
edge. So you don't have insurance?
Well, I got 3 children. I can't afford insurance. That Obamacare crap is a bunch of bull.
You need to get your teeth straight, and you need to get some
braces.
I need braces. I need the whole works. I got a choke with my lips covering my teeth. People looking at me all crazy.
But you could work out payment plans. It is important.
Yeah, people always talk about my skin because, I mean, that's the most noticeable. But don't think I am spending this money on the dentist, baby. You see the...
Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, yesterday, Angela Yee was so kind enough to take a coworker with a hairy butt to get waxed.
It's not this your butt, idiot.
Did she get butt waxed?
No, it's a Brazilian.
But they don't do the butt, too?
The hole. Also but not butt. Your actual butt.
That's part of your butt.
This is young Taylor. Taylor is like, what do you do here, Taylor?
Villain for the producer.
Okay.
And
she's trying to make it sound really big.
Right, yeah.
She's feeling for the producer.
That's all she does.
No, I don't.
So why would you get your vagina bald when it's cold now?
Let me handle this.
How old are you?
I told Taylor.
25.
I told Taylor, I said, have you ever had a wax? She's never had a wax. So I said, are you interested in getting one? And she said yes. So I took her to get it. She was very nervous the whole time. She got a baldy. She got everything taken off. Usually, you know, some people leave a strip. Some people get a bald. Some people leave a little triangle. But she got hers completely bald.
So you're 25 years old and you had a hairy vagina for all this year?
No.
When you first started getting hair down there, how old were you?
I don't know. I don't remember.
So for 10 years, you've been having a hairy vagina?
No.
Hold on, did you?
Crazy.
You know what's crazy to me that she thinks that's painful, but she has a piercing there.
How did you know that?
Your mama didn't know that?
She told me.
By the way, she's from Philly, so instead of growing a beard, she decided to grow hair all over her vagina.
Oh, that's probably the style.
Yeah.
Now, Taylor, one last question.
Oh, my God.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how painful would you say your first wax was?
A nice 8.
Listen, how does that work, having a hairy vagina all those years and letting guys from Philly with big beards?
First of all, I don't have a hairy vagina.
Not anymore.
All right.
No,
not as
I
of
haven't.
Yesterday.
We'll talk to Harry Butt T some more. All right, now,
you got your butt done, too?
We got some rumors.
Yes, we'll talk about a rapper who has just been sentenced to 180 days in jail.
All right. Harry Butt T, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Rumors on the way is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, remember Kevin Gates kicked a female fan during a show that happened in Lakeland, Florida?
That I remember.
Right. Well, he has been found guilty of battery and sentenced to 180 days in Polk County Jail. That's where 7th Street is from, Polk County.
Okay.
By the way. So he did get credit for any time served, fines, and court costs.
So how much time you got to do? That's like 6 months.
It was one day of testimony, yes. And that is for kicking an 18-year-old, Miranda Dixon. Now, he had said that it was in self-defense after she grabbed his legs multiple times. He said, I kicked them. I wanted them off me. And according to Miranda Dixon, she said, I was trying to get his attention from my friend. And her friend testified that she wanted his attention because he's a famous rapper. And she also said that Dixon grabbed him for the first time. He continued to perform, but the second time he became violent and kicked her with force. Kevin Gates had pled not guilty. He said he was simply defending himself using Florida's Stand Your Ground law, saying that Miranda Dixon was trying to pull him off of the stage. When his attempts to get her to stop failed, that's when he used necessary force. The jury was made up of 6 white women. They did not buy it, and they did find him guilty.
By the way, I hate Florida Stand Your Ground law. Only because whenever I think about it, I think of George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin.
That's the first thing you think of, right? I'm sure it has come in handy
the right way for some people. But when Kevin Gates was here, we talked about that. I told him that was lame.
You popped your pimple?
He had a shot to get rid of it.
I had my dermatologist shoot it up with steroids.
Oh.
Yeah, shoot it up with cortisone.
How's it feel?
Can we finish the rumor report? Sorry, I just see he got some tissue on his face.
You should have been in the room.
We're trying to do rumors.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
Sorry.
All right, so the state actually asked for Kevin Gates to get 60 days in jail with 1 year probation and mandatory anger management, but the judge rejected that request. Instead, they tripled his sentence.
Damn.
Now, his wife, Drika Gates, went on Instagram and she said, "You mean to tell me that Kevin Gates kicked the girl in the red jumpsuit and knocked the breath out of her? Because that's what she's been claiming and testified today in court. If anything, her friend choked the F out of her. She claims she fainted, but yet she and her friend stayed at the club at the front of the stage even after this incident. She also acquired a civil attorney early on. What does that tell you? She also touched him first more than once without his consent, but yet he was the one sentenced to jail today for the same crime. She and her friend also had very conflicting stories and were tripped up in many lies today in the courtroom. It was comical and sad at the same time to see how desperate people are for fame and money. Not to mention the prosecutors wanted to give him 60 days with anger management and community service, but the judge decided to give him 180 days. Are you effing kidding me? Inshallah, justice will be served.
I'm not doubting anything Kevin Gates' wife said, but I mean, come on, we saw the video. He did kick in the chest.
Even in court, they said he was sleeping in court. He wasn't paying attention. You know what I mean?
Does he got to go to jail now? At this moment?
He didn't leave.
That sucks, man. That's the holidays,
they took him
too?
Right there.
Oh, that sucks. That means Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. That sucks.
Yeah.
All right, now Donald Trump, I don't know if you guys saw this, but somebody took a pickaxe and destroyed his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. They are trying to figure out who was the person that did it. Cops did take a vandalism report. You know how he did it? He posed like he was a construction worker.
Mm.
And then he went over there, so anybody that was walking past would think that he was just doing his job,
right,
out there working. Now, someone named Jamie Otis is taking credit for the destruction, and he's saying that he wanted to auction off that removed star. He's trying to raise money.
Oh, he taped himself doing it?
He wants to raise money for the legal defense of Trump accusers.
You wouldn't tape yourself destroying the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
You're going to jail.
What's the point of it? That's what Snapchat and Instagram and Periscope and all that stuff is for. God bless you.
Not for criminal activity.
All right.
He's a hero to some.
Well, the LAPD is on the case. And I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Yo, you look so sad with that napkin on your face.
I feel great. I would have looked sad tonight at Powerhouse with this big ass pimple on.
You have had this pimple
nose
this whole week, and
I know.
I did notice it. I didn't want
to
say anything.
I've been wanting to go to my dermatologist all week. I just didn't have time. So thank God you came to me. Salute to Dr. Natasha Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, put these cortisone in me. This pimple will be gone by 5 o'clock this afternoon, baby.
There you go. All right. When we come back, we have Egypt from Growing Up Hip Hop and her mama Pepper. So and Pepper's
here. No.
What?
You're not just going to throw away Pepper like that.
Look, we got Egypt from Growing Up Hip Hop like that, and Pepper.
No, we have Pepper from the legendary hip-hop rap group Salt and Pepper, and her daughter Egypt will be joining her, and they happen to be on Growing Up Hip Hop.
That's what I'll say.
No, it's not.
All right, we'll talk to them when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests here.
Egypt and Pepper's here.
Egypt and Pepper's here.
Growing Up Hip Hop.
Egypt
and Pepper's here. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
So you an artist, Egypt, too?
Yeah.
Okay, you rap or sing?
I sing.
Okay.
Mama, how do you like that?
You know what? She wanted really bad, and I like it. She do have a song called Our Time that she just completed. I'm not mad at it now.
So she can skip college.
Yeah, right.
Can I?
I didn't get a chance to finish college, and I know it was like, forget college, you know, pursue your dreams and everything. I was just adamant about it because even from when she was growing up, I was like, everyone's like, oh, put her in this and put her in that, because I was bumping into all these agents and things like that. And I was like, nope, I didn't want to be a child star. I really didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like now she's came into her own, and she's strong, and she showed me like this amazing, like, energy and she wanted bad. So I'm not going to kill it or stop it. And I see the music that she is working on and I'm like, okay.
But that's sure, a lot of pressure, Egypt. Your daddy Tretch, your mama Peppa. Like, that's a lot of pressure. Can you handle that?
I believe I can. I've been preparing for it since I was a little girl, ever since I knew that I wanted to be an artist, really. So I think I can definitely handle it.
And you're only 18 years old now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just turned 18. She actually was 60 when she got on Grown Up Hip Hop.
Wow. You're the youngest one.
You say that like y'all lied. Like that was a scam. Like y'all told her she was older to get on the show.
She was 17. I did. No. I'm like, she's 17. She'll be 18. Like, put her on.
They don't take no paperwork or nothing.
Right.
Now, Mama, we know all the stuff that you probably been through on tour, being a teen star. Are you fine with that for your daughter, going on tour, meeting guys? And
I'm on tour now, and it's crazy. You know, they be formation around me because I, you know, I'm in the club, and so my crew be like, all right, Pep, like, right, watching me. I know I will be there as much as I can or have somebody with her to replace me, but I already know she's a... I know what moms always say, so far, so great.
Girl.
She is a good girl. She doesn't curse. It's like some people writing some music for her. They was like, I'm like, no cursing, no N-word. And we were practicing one song that we love that someone wrote. And I was like, try to fix the N-word. I don't want you kind of saying it. Even though we say it, I say it, but...
Did you ever say, Mama, y'all wrote Push It?
Okay. Like,
but they still didn't curse. Y'all still didn't curse and Push It.
Nope. Just very sexual.
Right. Yeah.
No, let's talk about sex.
There's no cursing in that. That was in every ad about safe sex and talking about having that conversation.
So she's going to have a sexual song then.
But I'm not that. I let her live a little. I'm not that in the beginning of my career. I was racy, a little edgy. But compared to what now, please.
Right, nothing.
Oh, come, that's nothing.
But what about I'll take your man?
Right.
Ooh.
But. Ooh. I mean, I can see her. I let her live. Honestly, I do let her live. That was just something that, you know, business. Somehow online classes or something.
You know what? I thought about that, though, afterward and when I was watching the show. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you probably could meet a lot of people that are like-minded in college. Like, a lot of people start bands, mm-hmm. and you probably have access to studios and things on campus.
You can go to fan base in college.
That actually it might not be a bad idea because I have friends I went to college with that are artists now that are doing really well. And mm-hmm. a lot of people can develop those skills and a lot of business skills and things like that while you're in school that you need to make you well-rounded as not just an artist, but an entrepreneur.
That's true.
Entrepreneur.
It's 168 hours in a week. You can go to school and...
take online classes. But you know what, Mama? She could open up for you because you're always on the road. She could be your opening.
That's a very good idea.
She could take opening classes, get her a tutor. That way you always know where she's at.
Two different audiences, though.
It don't matter. She could break into it. She got to start somewhere. She got to learn how to perform, learn how to do all that.
That's not like
back in the days, like with the Martin Lawrence story, like when he... But we was working at Sam's and he opened up for us. We like, whoever get your break first. And we got ours and then he started up with his comedy. No different, but we see.
I could totally do that. I think that would be a perfect idea. Yeah,
have you guys discussed that?
He's like, I ain't going to college. I don't care what y'all say.
I'll go with you, Mama.
I didn't go to college, but I regret not going. I think people should go to college.
No, I definitely do want to go. But I just feel like a little break wouldn't hurt.
She wants the break. She wanted the break.
You know, just to focus, because I've been able to write some songs in my bedroom and just, like, get really in tune with everything and just... I just have more time.
You're Tretch and Peppa's daughter. You got a break already.
And you know what it is. She actually graduated when she was 17, so she was young.
Right.
So that's why I was thinking in my head, girl, you could knock out these 3-4 years
time?
And you'd be good.
You'd be
21.
Yeah,
like, you can still start a whole career.
She's like in jail, but these 3-4 years.
That's real.
But now when it seemed like your mom wasn't too with it, you was like, let me go talk to my dad.
Yeah, I'm just like...
That didn't go the way you thought it would either.
Well, he told me to follow my heart and, you know,
Hot.
You know, he's like, he doesn't want to get into any problems with mom.
Yeah, that's what Tretch really wanted to say. Like, go talk to your mama, man.
That's what he said.
All right, we have more with Peppa and her daughter, Egypt, from Growing Up Hip Hop. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Another one.
That was Beyonce. Hold up. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now we have Peppa and her daughter in the building from Growing Up Hip Hop, Egypt.
This premiere episode of the season, you had a little boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
I didn't like how he was talking to your mom. I have to say, she put him on. She put her boyfriend.
Trench. Call the new goons. We can't have this.
Pepper got, Pepper got a new husband. He'll handle it.
What?
She. I'm not married.
Okay. Right. Awkward.
Big Sorry. Mouth envy.
Sorry.
But he was a little disrespectful to your mom, and I actually couldn't believe that he would talk to your mom like that. It was crazy.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
But go ahead.
Pepper, you're on camera. They can see you,
Pepper. Yo,
okay. Okay,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
On.
Take it away.
Sorry, go ahead.
What happened?
Well, what she happened was saying how, you know, the boyfriend on the show.
Right,
He was talking crazy to you.
Talking crazy, but that, I'm not going to spill everything, whatever, but you know that
gets, definitely tune in and
that
see what
nipped.
Happens,
because
it gets crazy.
And
have
you ever talked to you crazy?
It was on the phone. What could she do?
I was on the phone.
She wanted to go in the phone and, like, you know, rip his throat out, but. Like,
are y'all still together?
You got to watch the show.
Do you call daddy when stuff like that happens?
No, because he's going to say, let me take him to the shooting range. Let me show him my aim real quick, and then that won't end well.
That won't end well.
Now, Pep, you came up in the era before reality TV and social media. Do you think things are too transparent now?
Very. I mean, you can't do nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You can't even have a private conversation off the mic without the camera
catching.
Right,
right. Remember before, I could just say whatever. I keep forgetting about that. Like, everything is, like, recorded now.
Yeah.
So, I just, everything, you know, it was different. I mean, it has its ups and downs in terms of awareness. And the, you know, social media does a lot for a lot of people, a lot of artists, a lot of awareness and, you know, outlets and things like that. But in my time, like, it wasn't just anything. You had radio,
of course. Yeah.
You get caught over here. You hear about yourself at the club, or you hear someone hear the sneaker, you know, whatever, and it's talked about that, and it's dead now. You check in phone. Like, I want to have a party for my birthday, you know, in my suite, and I'm like, already like, yo, I'm checking all phones at the door. Yeah. I might be tipsy, you know me, or whatever.
It might get a little crazy, and I don't want to be crazy on the gram. I feel you.
Right.
Y'all partying together yet?
It needs to happen. Yeah. That's all I'm
saying. She ready to go.
You're
not old
enough to get in the club.
There are 18 and older clubs.
You know how good this girl is. Let me tell you, she was you can't believe these are my kids, I swear. She was at a pool party. She called me from the pool party. She said, Ma, they're playing this little game. That pong.
Beer
pong.
No, it was a G-Shock thing. What is it? That when you poke a hole in the can and then.
Oh, the beer can?
Yeah, beer can. I forgot what
it was. We did that
called.
In college, yeah.
I know you can really do that.
Yeah.
I thought that was just in movies.
Put a pen in there.
I never seen that in real life either.
You know where these kids is now.
Yeah.
Where they hanging. They ain't hanging nowhere. I'm like, they do that now. And so she called me. She's like, can I, they're playing this game. Can I do it? And I was like,
she's like, it's not liquor, right? It's not hard liquor, right?
I'm like, it's not hard. Like, she was like, you know, it's beer and stuff. And I was like, go ahead.
Because, like, I don't drink. So, I just wanted to want to see. And then she.
To slippery slope.
Yeah.
That's dope. Right. You called mom, though. You didn't try to do it behind her back. You called mom.
She called me, like, with that stuff. And she's always calling me. She's like, I'm on the way to the mall. I'm on the way to this. I mean, not only that, I don't got a tracking device on her phone.
The one my daughter is the same with. I'm intrigued by these kind of relationships because, like, the hip hop mom, hip hop dads who grew up in a. Because our hip hop culture is different. And now you got kids that are experiencing the same things we experienced. Like, I'm intrigued by these kind of relationships.
And it's crazy with this one. I'm telling you, they call me to order a movie. I'd be like, okay.
You guys can order a movie.
You better answer every time.
But I never stopped it.
There you go.
I always said, all right, call me. It's my money, my bill.
Yeah, like,
so I'm like, yeah, you can order a movie. But to this day, 18 in the house, she'll call me. And the son. My son is 26. He'll do the same thing.
That's dope.
You know, like, it's, they just. And I'm wild. She always says, I remind her of Taraji.
Yes, Cookie from Empire.
I think I scared them.
She reminds me just.
Oh, the
I mean, she never hit me with a broom or
she ain't throwing nobody
pull
the garbage.
A gun on you?
No, that was terrifying. Are you talking about moving out or anything, getting your own place?
Well, we're actually moving to LA, and then we got this gorgeous house, and there's a guest
Y'all
house.
Y'all leaving the East Coast?
I'm back coast because I have a salon in the city, and so I'm here. I'm back and forth.
there's a guest house right attached to the house, and it's huge, and it's gonna be like a practice of living on my own for
a
little
bit. Okay,
that's fun. This is the guest house is connected, but it's big. Got home, bedroom, kitchen, living room. Yeah. Dining
but
room,
she's still right there.
But yeah. She's right there attached to me.
Did you ever read your mom's memoir, her book?
No, that you did not let me read.
Oh, you can read it now. You grown.
Yeah, she wouldn't let me read it before.
I have a copy actually sitting for her. Mm-hmm. Literally, it's so funny. Like, I have it. And
where
I'm
is
like,
it?
I'll tell you. And I've been waiting for the moment to for her to read this. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to prep her. It's so funny. We had that conversation because she kept wanting to read this. And I know it's real deep.
It's a lot. I read that book. So it's a great read. But I know it's going to be difficult because there's a lot of things.
It's a lot of things.
It's things she don't know?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And I probably should have prepped her. But I've never told her. And I think she needs to know what I've been through in life. Mm. So she can see why I'm a little extra, too.
Would she look at other people around you differently after reading it?
Like daddy, maybe?
Yeah, let me tell you that. Mm-hmm. I did tell her that. Yeah.
Don't put that in her head already, though.
But I mean...
Let her come to her own conclusion. Don't say you're going to read this and look at daddy different.
No, I didn't say that. I just said there are things that we went through as a couple. And in relationship and things with men. And, you know, I see her now. She's, you know, with guys and, you know, her boo, her bae, or whatever y'all say.
You tell her don't date nobody from Newark?
I don't know if I date anybody from Newark. I do not believe I No offense.
You discourage that, Pep? No Newark, all right?
Not saying there aren't any good guys in Newark. I'm not knocking you down.
He's from East Orange.
My bad.
Over there.
If they're doing sign language, it ain't a go, bro.
Different
type.
Oh, there that camera goes.
So when are you gonna let her read the book?
You know, that's a good.
That's a great question.
You know what? It's such a great question because I have it. That was close. I'm gonna show you how close it is. When we're in the house,
she's 18.
I'm gonna be like, wow, it was right there.
It is right there for her.
That was not
ready. And she is 18. Clearly. But you know what? She is 18. Now. She just turned 18 in September.
Is he ready for her to read it now, or are you going to wait till 21?
I learned a lot.
No, I think now is perfect. Because I have a mature mind. I have like a 21-year-old mind anyway. So
well, girl, you're going to cry just like I did at certain parts when I read it. It's going to be an emotional journey.
And your mom ain't going to be able to tell you nothing. Because you're going to be throwing all kind of stuff in her face. Well, don't tell me what I can't do. You did this. Okay?
But that's why it's experience. You know what I mean? And I know everyone got to go through theirs. But I don't believe in that. I think it's smart. Like someone to learn from others' mistakes.
Absolutely.
I know people go, you got to go through your own. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's always true.
No, that's not true. Right. Small people learn from their own mistakes. Wise people learn from the mistakes of others.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we got more with Peppa and Egypt from Growing Up Hip Hop. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I think you're truly something special.
What's Fab into you? Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. From Growing Up Hip Hop, we have Egypt and her mama, Peppa from Salt and Peppa.
Are we going to see your boyfriend on the show?
Yes, you will.
Okay.
Will he be in the trunk tied up because daddy done got hands on him?
I was just going to say, she's good. She'll shed a tear about something and keep it moving. That's the beauty of it. That's why I think the book would be ready for her now because she is strong. She's very strong, stronger than I was. Right. I had all kinds of
because like a pet peeve,
daddy
of mine.
Issues and all kinds of stuff growing up. Yeah. Cause my father died at an early age, so I got raised by the street basically, and I'm West Indian, I'm Jamaican. They wasn't saying I love you and all kinds of stuff in the house.
my aunt, they don't say that. I always love you, and they're like. Bye.
She's like, only right. No, like, they love that? You, but they don't say,
they don't say it.
My mom don't say it. They don't love to this day.
So how does she express it? Some nice curry goat or something? How does she express it? She
take this in her home and put it in the fridge. That's like how.
No, that's true. That's a lot of West Indian families.
My family doesn't do that either.
Yeah, right?
My mother don't hug. She don't Kenzie's, that's it.
Head right. Down to the that's movie. How my family is.
Wow.
It's funny. She's the only, she'll tell my mom, I love you. I crack up in my head. And my mom, you know, I'm in love you too. Like
I'll go for the hug. And then, like, she really, she won't, like, they give you, like, but she'll let me hug her. Like, she won't push me away.
Right.
That's it's important mm-hmm. because then growing up for me, I started looking for that. I wanted that. And whoever was giving it to me, I'm taking it.
Even with them Jersey boys throwing up sign language.
Right. We'll explain that, what I mean by that in the book and all that.
Yeah. I thought he was throwing up, I love you.
It was rough. We had no, I didn't have anyone teaching me. I'm going to tell you this. I had a close family, but we didn't talk about anything. We didn't talk about sex. I experienced out there and what I found from it, how did I perceive it, how I wanted it.
You wrote a song about it.
You know,
so let's talk about it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you like your mom and dad's music, Egypt? You a Naughty by Nature, Salt and Pepper fan?
To be honest, like, since I've been around my mom most of my life, like, I've listened to more of her music. And mm-hmm. I love my dad's music. I just don't think I've, like, actually listened to as much as I should have.
Gotcha.
But he is very talented, and I love the way
one
he
of the
raps.
Most underrated, by the way.
Yeah, like,
oh, and that song, Everything's Gonna Be All Right, he didn't have his dad. I never knew my dad.
Right.
What's the next line?
Mother effer.
Yeah. That's a line that you cannot say nowadays without getting blackballed.
I know. I'm like, what
the... Did you ever ask your daddy what OPP was when you was a kid?
No, I asked her, actually. I said, Mom, what is OPP? She's just like, she wouldn't tell me, so I went on Google and I found out.
I found it on Google.
How old were you when you
asked? That is a song that, well, why you're here, I'm going to be honest.
Wait,
OPP?
What? You said why I'm here?
Yes. Wait, who was other people's property?
Because that when that song first came out, I didn't put a face to the video. Like, there was nothing really, like, you know, social media. Like,
yeah.
I was like, who are these people talking like this? Like, this rap was hot. It was crazy. And I kept trying to see who this group is, you know. And I was like, because I loved that song when I first heard it. I was like, oh, my God. Then it was at the MTV at the Daytona Beach, you know, when MTV was doing those
spring break
stuff. And I met him there. They were doing the OPP, and the day I met him.
And you said, I got some pee for you.
That's when OPP and Pusha collided.
I'm telling you, it's from that moment on, we've been together.
Wow. So when you Googled it, what came up? Just other people's property?
I didn't look up images. Property. I didn't say images. I went to all, and then it just said it says, you know.
Talking to Mike.
What did you get red, boy? She get red.
Old personal property.
Okay. I don't know what it said.
I don't think I went to the Urban Dictionary. I think that was the
Urban Dictionary. I learned a lot from the Urban Dictionary, too.
Have you been to Egypt yet, Egypt?
I always told myself, like, I should go to Egypt. Like, it's like, I just want to go there. And I don't know, somebody just asked my name. I'd be like, Egypt. They'd be like, oh. And then it's just going to be a funny joke for a second.
Y'all named it Egypt after Egypt, right?
My dad, I texted him one time, and I said, like, oh, why'd you name me Egypt? And he texted me this beautiful message of why. He said, that's where the most beautiful jewels were found and artifacts. And you're just like, and you're a jewel to me. It was longer, but it was like really
meaningful. Oh, that's sweet.
Oh. Look at Pep. See, that's why he got that baby. That's why. That's the stuff he used to say to me. Okay.
Oh, well, growing up hip hop, and I've been watching it. So, and y'all were very surprised to find out that Angela Simmons was pregnant, even though she's a virgin, though.
Right.
Yeah, I watched it last week. I got tired of hearing about everybody talking about Angela, though. I'm like, okay, yeah, we get it. All right. Yeah.
I guess because of her whole situation, you know, like where she came from and the Romeo, and then being a virgin for so long.
And then no one knew her boyfriend. And
no one knew the boyfriend. Right. And I know it's the season coming up, so I know they want me to, like, don't talk about it because it's the next episode. So right. The third one. But, I mean, people know.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard
the rumors. Yeah, I saw Master P saying he was a, you know.
The baby here now, isn't it?
The baby here.
Yeah, the baby
here. It was shocking. I get to talk to her in the show at one point, so it's good.
Okay.
You know, like, I understand sometimes. You know, sometimes you find love. Sometimes
things just happen.
Right? Yeah, it does. Yeah. And it happens, you know.
I mean, I still have to learn about that, but.
You ain't talked about sex to your daughter
no,
yet?
No, love.
Oh, love. Okay.
His mind is somewhere else.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Oh, you ready? No, I didn't prep you for that. See, I wasn't prepping. See, I didn't prep. I don't do no prepping. Just threw her up in here.
I saw you at the Keep a Child Alive, too. You got to meet everybody.
Oh, that's awesome.
I just made my way backstage. I was just like, I was a Chance the Rapper. I'm sorry, I'm Peppa's daughter. Can I? I was like, is that Rocky? Can I? Yeah. They're like, oh, I see the resemblance. I'm like,
she threw the name around quick.
Yeah, she was at Amari Hardwick.
Just so I didn't
Alicia
like get
Keys.
Thrown out. I didn't want them to think like I was just some crazy fangirl just sneaking out because right. like, oh, you need a wrist. I was just like, oh, it's okay. I'm with Peppa.
So y'all listen to new music together?
Well,
yes, because she turned up every day, all out. Every day in the house.
Yeah, on my speaker.
Turn up
what do you
loud.
Listen to? What do you listen to?
A lot. Like Trey Songz, Beyonce, Nicki Minaj.
Name all the other ones. Kanye.
Kanye, Life of Pablo. I love that album.
She knows every lyrics to every song, though.
No,
I said you did the
Savage,
So Gone
no
challenge.
Young Thug.
21 Savage. I'm just stunting on my ex,
bitch.
Hey. I'm just flexing on my ex, bitch.
Don't want that.
Uzi.
Don't want that. She, you know, and she's so cute with it because she won't curse, so she knows how to say
that part out.
Now, I love y'all dynamic. That's dope, man.
It's on WE TV.
It's on WE.
Oh, yeah.
WE Thursdays.
Thursday nights,
9
p.m.
Thursdays at 9 p.m. There
9
we go.
9 p.m.
Well, we appreciate you guys for joining us.
Up in Egypt.
Yes, yeah. And tweet us when you read the book and let us know.
Definitely.
Your reaction.
Once yeah, don't go on a Twitter rant about nobody. Just
like, you know,
keep it to yourself.
Making
call
all
parents.
These tweets.
I should let her do it, right?
Yes.
With y'all, right? That'd be interesting.
Just tell me where it is, and then.
She said, tell me where it is.
We're going to do it. And she's a good girl.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, it looks like Regina Hall has been outed as far as her boyfriend. Apparently, she's been dating for over a year. Now, I had heard about this, but I didn't want to put it out there because we had Regina Hall on The Breakfast Club. Check it out.
You have a boyfriend?
Damn, you personal.
Because he said send out. Why are you so personal?
Hold on. I just want to say, I know who her boyfriend is.
Yeah, the reason I say that is because, you know, if you got a boyfriend,
Zeus?
You got to send out a nude every once in a while.
I know who her man
did
is.
Did you just say Zeus?
We're talking about my dog. But yeah, no, everything on all fronts is very good.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you don't send your man no news when he... Because you travel a lot.
Do you want to say, come on, your business.
No, I'm saying there's nothing that's going to surface.
Is he husband material?
Yeah.
It's a nice high-profile relationship. I'm looking forward to you guys coming out as a couple.
So, Angela Yee, you knew that whole time and didn't tell nobody?
Didn't say nothing.
What kind of rumor reporter are you?
Well, because I don't want to do that until people are ready for it to happen. I think that's wrong.
But it's not a rumor once we know.
Right. Well,
she would have said yes
or
no.
Hasn't confirmed it, but it's been in the press now. And so she's dating Common. Apparently, they met on the set of Barbershop, and they've been dating for over a year now. And she doesn't really date fellow actors and co-stars. So she waited till after they were filming, after they wrapped production, for them to start dating. And that's when they started. And they said this is the happiest anyone has ever seen him. He's a hopeless romantic. And after several failed relationships, he lost faith in love. But Regina inspires him and has renewed his hope in love. It's so beautiful to see. So
what, they gonna break up if they ever do another movie together?
I mean, she's just being professional. I think that's great. It worked out.
Well,
however,
congrats
it worked
to them.
Out. They've been together quietly. And I think that's a good way to do things. You quietly date somebody because then everybody weighs in and da 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 da. Because I saw Famulous posted it and everybody was commenting on it afterwards. Sometimes it ruins things if it's too early.
If you can keep things tucked nowadays, keep it tucked. But yeah, congrats to Common and Regina Hall.
Common's a cool dude. I like Common.
All right, now, 7 Streeter, that's our girl up here.
And 7 Squirter.
She was supposed to perform at the Philadelphia 76ers game. She was supposed to do the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
But she says they would not let her perform because she had on a jersey that said, "We Matter." Here is 7.
I'm at the 76ers game to sing the national anthem, and the organization is telling me that I can't because I'm wearing a "We Matter" jersey.
That's stupid.
Yeah, we're going to need the Sixers to come to the front of the congregation this morning.
Yeah, she
said.
That's
stupid, man.
Right before she was about to walk out, she said she was not told there was a dress code or anything like that. And she didn't think it would be a big deal. She had no idea. And they just told her minutes before her performance. I even saw that she was tweeting that she was there. I saw when she landed in Philly. And then next thing you know.
Damn it, man.
Dang, that happened.
Shouldn't you respect people's freedom of expression?
It just says we matter.
It's a
by the way, we do, right? Yeah, All of us. We matter.
It's a symbolic gesture to drive social change. If 7 wasn't black, then I would think that was just a politically correct way to say all lives matter. So what's the problem?
But it's a correct statement. We matter. Why is anybody mad about that? Why can't you perform?
That's a fact.
All right, Tyler Perry is saying that his movies cannot get into white neighborhoods. Even though Boo, a Madea Halloween, was the number one movie in the box office over the weekend, $27.6 million, and it even beat out Tom Cruise's movie, Jack Reacher, According to Tyler Perry, he said he still has these issues. He said, I think the numbers could have been bigger had people who are in the white suburbs had the option to go to their own theaters to see it. It's something I've been dealing with for many years.
So Tyler Perry is trying to convince us that his movies are only in black theaters. Stop it,
well,
Tyler.
Well, he says that Tom Cruise's movie was shown in 3,780 screens and Madea was shown in 2,260 and it was still number one. So he says
2,260 all black quote-unquote black theaters in black neighborhoods? Stop it. That's a lie. That's not even. That can't be true.
He said, all I know is I have 1,500 less screens than Jack Reacher. And he wrote, directed, and starred in Boo, a Madea Halloween.
Well, that's two different things. If you want more screens, that's one thing. But to say your movies don't get in white neighborhoods, I don't believe that. First of all, what movie theaters are in black neighborhoods? All over the country.
The Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson. Theater.
Okay, but all over the country. Where is that? Harlem and Wells. That's what? Where, L.A.?
I'm sure L.A.
Ain't no
I'm
Magic
sure
Johnson
Chicago.
Theaters in South Carolina.
Queens.
Those no, listen, stop
not really
I just feel like, I don't know,
areas.
This is something that maybe has to be researched more, but I would think that Tyler Perry maybe knows where his movies are
no,
being
I don't
shown
believe
in
that.
What areas. So.
You don't make $30 million just being in black,
well, he
quote
said,
unquote,
but,
black neighborhoods.
But let's keep it real. Tom Cruise's movie did have 1,500 more screens. And
that's
still
different.
Did.
Yeah, yeah, if the movie might have more screens.
But I can't say what areas.
There ain't too many movie theaters in the hood, though.
That's all I'm saying. I read that yesterday, and I was, well, where's the black theaters?
Because you think about it, even as a kid, to go to movie theater, you got to leave the hood. You either got to go to the mall. But there's
no.
No,
I used to go to the mall, Kings Plaza. That was in, well, no,
Kings
that
Plaza,
wasn't
that's
the hood.
Not the hood.
But I will say this, I grew up in Flatbush and Church Avenue, right smack in the middle of the hood, and that's where I used to go to the movies all the time.
That,
time
they only had two screens in that theater, or three screens in
they
that
had,
little theater.
They had like five.
Yeah, that was
and
a small theater.
And I would sneak
theater.
In from movie to movie to movie.
That was a small theater.
But we
theater.
Had a movie theater in our neighborhood.
Tyler Perry is though. Just trying to set up the Madea oppression because he's coming with that A Million Madea March movie. He's coming with that Madea X movie, that Madea Luther King movie. That Madea Garvey movie, it's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's
well,
coming.
I mean, I can respect his grind. I know he wrote, produced, starred in the movie, and they
Absolutely.
Do really well, and it was number one in the box office, and he gets a lot of people checks.
I'm not mad at Tyler Perry.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who you throwing that donkey to?
Just told y'all the 76ers organization needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them, please.
Okay, we'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey? Yee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, October 27th, goes to the Philadelphia 76ers as a staff, basketball organization, and mother effing crew. Now, last night, our homie Seven Streeter, a.k.a. Seven Squirter, a.k.a. Savage Seven, a.k.a. Seventh Heaven, was supposed to perform the national anthem before the Sixers season opener, but just minutes before she was supposed to go on, the 76ers told her she couldn't perform. Let's go to Seven Streeter's Instagram to find out why.
I'm at the 76ers game to sing the national anthem, and the organization is telling me that I can't because I'm wearing a We Matter jersey.
Now, Seven told the Associated Press, I'd say 2 minutes before we were about to walk out, the organization told me that I could not wear my shirt while singing the national anthem at their game. I was never given any kind of dress code. I was never asked beforehand to show my wardrobe. And the Sixers declined to say why Streeter's performance was canceled, but Seven already told us.
I'm at the 76ers game to sing the national anthem, and the organization is telling me that I can't because I'm wearing a We Matter jersey.
Now, I'm sure the 76ers know that the NBA is made up of 80% black people, 80+% actually, and those brothers don't take too kindly to racial insensitivity. Last time something like this happened was when former LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling got recorded slandering Negroes on the phone, and that didn't end well for old Donald. Now, in the case of the We Matter shirt Seven was wearing, that shirt was as politically correct as it could get. All it said was We Matter. I mean, hell, if Seven wasn't black, I would think that We Matter was a politically correct way to say all lives matter. Now, if Seven says that's why she couldn't perform, I believe her. And the 76ers aren't commenting right now because I'm sure they want to clean this up before they piss off their black players and black fan base. Now, the 76ers organization says that they encourage meaningful actions to drive social change. And as they move from symbolic gestures to action, we will continue to leverage our platform to positively impact our community. Well, 76ers. That's all Seven was trying to do, a symbolic gesture to drive some social change. She was leveraging her platform to positively impact the community. So what's the problem? practice what you preach, 76ers. People have freedom of expression, and you denied Seven Screeter the opportunity to do just that, not to mention took her opportunity away to display her talents to the 76ers crowd. Seven went on to say, I was angry, extremely angry and disappointed, and honestly, brought to tears by all of it. Seven said it broke her heart, and she said, honestly, I was very excited about being able to perform the national anthem. I was really looking forward to it. And the 76ers just took that opportunity away from her, man. Look, 76ers, and everybody who gets mad at people who decide to protest whatever way they decide to protest, this is America. Last time I checked, you know, the land of liberty and justice for all. Remember that, huh? Well, if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. Give the 76ers the biggest hee-haw, please. We tried to call Seven, but she's asleep.
Yeah.
Seven sleeper.
Oh, well, she's
all right.
Shout out to my girl Seven, man. She don't never, ever, ever mean no harm.
Seven she's don't bother nobody.
Bother nobody.
Seven is one of the nicest individuals out here in these streets.
All right.
She's a savage.
Polk County.
She's a savage, and I'm sure some men hear me say that and say, she did me dirty. But, hey, she told you she was a savage.
All right. Okay? Well, thank you for that donkey there, sir.
Do you follow Seven on social media? Seven be cutting up, okay? And then be trying to act like she don't be just smutting these guys out and kicking them to the curb. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Seven Screeter.
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
Ask Yee is next. 800-585-1051. You got a question for Yee? Call her right now. She'll help you with your relationship advice and all your other advice. Call
Maybe
her right now.
Maybe you want to get your Brazilian wax for the first time. I can give you advice on how to ease the pain.
Shout to Harry T. Harry T is somebody that works a pair that Angela Yee actually took her to get her first Brazilian.
Mm-hmm.
She had a hairy ass and she needed some help.
That's not what a Brazilian is for. It's for your vagina.
Why do you keep saying that?
Isn't it for your butt too?
It's the crack, yes.
Okay.
You did tell Hillary that you was a young girl, so I can understand why.
I ain't tell her that.
We still got that clip of the Envy really erased.
I erased it.
Envy is a bastard. But you know what, though? The backup cameras got it. I'm going to get that clip.
All right.
It was behind, I don't know, behind the scenes.
It was behind the scenes.
Envy, because you know, Envy's brain says one thing, but his mouth says another.
He was meant to talk about his daughter.
Exactly. So Envy said to Hillary, I bought my daughter here. And you know, for me as a young girl growing up, I never thought I could be president. I was like, what?
I didn't say that.
Yes, that is exactly what you said. Oh, I'm going to get the audio, bruh.
I'm not going to lie. Envy might have grown up as a young girl and transformed into
that is true. Don't judge me.
That I'm not.
True. Okay.
That's what I said. I'm with you.
Ask Yee is next. 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a dream. Love your girl. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
This is Charlotte Dunning.
Hey, mama. What's your question for Yee?
I have three kids, and my oldest son is not my husband. And they do not get along at all. I've been with this my husband since he was 3, and he's 11 now. And they're always constantly bumping heads.
Okay, like fist fighting and stuff?
No, not fighting, just like words.
All right. I must tell you this. Me and my brother did not get along with each other. We're 1 year and 3 months apart, probably until we were in college.
Right.
And all we did was argue all the time. Like, we really did not mess with each other at all. I think we probably never really got along.
Well, it's my husband and my oldest son that don't get along.
Oh, it's your husband. I thought you were saying the kids don't get along.
No, well, you know, they're going to fight anyways. But my son does things to aggravate him. And then, you know, he'll say things that he shouldn't say to
So it's a never-ending cycle.
Yes. And I just need to know, what can I do to, like, build their relationship and make that relationship better? Because they don't understand how hard it is for me, because I don't want to choose him over my son. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, and your son probably feels like that sometimes, too.
Right.
Well, your husband has to be the bigger person, because this is a child we're talking about.
Right.
That means that he has to be a person of authority, but he has to also be mature enough to not go back and forth and to understand that he's doing these things on purpose to aggravate him, and try to show him as much love as he can, because probably he does those things to aggravate him. Then your husband reacts in the way that he wants him to react, because he's doing it on purpose. And then it keeps on going back and forth and back and forth. What he needs to do is, your husband should be doing something differently, but he also has to be an authority figure. He can't be going back and forth with the child.
I've tried to explain that to him.
You have to give him authority. You can't butt in. If they have a problem, you mama can't butt in because they'll always run to you. Let them do some bonding. Let them go together.
You see, y'all missing the
whole problem.
Right. She doesn't want to make it seem like she's choosing her husband over her child.
She can't
either.
Jump in, though.
The problem is her oldest son looked like the baby daddy that used to be having sex with her raw and shot her club up, and her new man can't stand that. Okay? That's what he get for having your old man's face.
But he's got to be the mature one, and he's got you. First of all,
his father is around too, and they get along.
Right.
I don't know.
And maybe another good thing to do is to have his father, his biological father, speak to him as well.
Yeah, I've tried that too.
And that would be helpful. But I will say, you have to make sure that your husband has the authority, because he still has to look at him like he's an authoritative figure in his life. But your husband can't go down to your child's level. He has to be more mature. He has to be above that. And he has to even show him that he does love him, even though he's acting out. But he's probably acting out in response to feeling neglected or feeling weird because he's the only one that's not the biological child of both of you.
No, he's feeling like that dude broke up their family. He feels like the new guy broke up your family.
Right, because we have two kids. I have, you know, two younger kids.
Right.
With him, and I don't know.
He might feel like he doesn't get the love and attention that the other two kids get because that's not his real father, too.
I try to make him spend a lot of time with his father too, and you know, so he'll have that feeling still. But then when he comes home, it'll be okay for like a day or so. But then he goes right back to.
It might be good for your husband to do some special things for him and with him, just the two of them together, just to really show him that yes, you are my son also. Even though you know that's not biologically his son, but he probably does feel left out.
Okay, thank you.
Even if y'all don't make him feel like that subconsciously, it might be really difficult for him. So I think what he needs to do is really just show him as much love as he can, but also just be firm and let him know you cannot speak to me in any way that you want. You can't do this. But they do need to spend some time together, even if it's just the two of them one-on-one. I think that would be a good thing.
Okay, thank you so much.
Good luck.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. You got a question for Yee, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're in the middle of Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. What line you want to go to, Yee?
3.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Jay.
What's your question for Yee?
Me and my girlfriend, we just recently got engaged. My only problem right now is that she's a squirter.
That sounds like great.
At first it was cool, no problem. But now it's just annoying. Like, sheets is always wet. We can't even have a decent quickie. Like,
man,
it's annoying.
Shut your punk ass up. Why you don't even talk to him, Yee? What's wrong with you?
You should be excited about this.
Somebody always got to sleep in a wet spot. You know, you're feeling
like, oh, bed wet.
Well, what you need to do, knowing that she's a squirter, is that you need to throw something down on the bed before y'all have sex.
Duh. Keep a towel under the bed.
As
like
a matter of fact, I'm not going
to
lie. Okay. I had a sex bit on the show, and she works in a sex store, and they actually have a particular blanket just for that.
All right.
Hold on. Let me see if I can remember the name of it.
All right, but yeah, I need that.
And when you down there,
if you listen to Lip Service, we actually talked about it on Lip Service. Yeah, it's called the Liberator, and they actually have it on Amazon.
All right, bet. Yeah,
it's a moisture-resistant sex blanket.
All right. Thank you.
And by the way, when you down there showing her what that mouth do, though, and she squirts, you take it in the chest like a real man. You don't stop.
Definitely.
The only problem is that the sheets get wet.
Yeah, the sheets get wet and the bed is wet. You feel me? Like,
oh, shit.
You can't wake up in the morning real quick, you know. You got to.
So you just get this Liberator blanket and you'll be fine.
You'll be all right,
and
son.
Never make a woman feel ashamed about what her body does during sex. That's supposed to be a great thing.
I wouldn't talk to her about it. I'm going to just hop up.
You sound like a devil damn fool calling up here complaining about your woman squirting. You should be happy.
Well, listen, we solved the problem. Obviously, it's an issue for people. That's why they created this blanket just for that. So.
Well, good luck.
I love it. And you know it's mostly urine.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. You got a question for Yee, you could call at any time. Now, Yee.
Yes.
We got rumors coming up?
Yes, Kanye actually had some positive things to say to Kid Cudi while he was performing. So we'll tell you what that's all about. Also, Amy Schumer, did you see people were upset that she redid the Formation video? I'll tell you how she responded.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
We got Savage Street on the line. Good morning, Seven.
What up, guys?
Savage Seven.
You know, we always surprisingly, shockingly call Seven without her knowledge, so we wanted to call you today about this whole situation that happened at the 76ers game where you were supposed to perform the national anthem.
Tell me what the white man did to you, Seven.
Don't you start. But not honestly, it's just crazy. It is what it is. You know, that organization came in and told me 2 minutes before I'm miking up, putting my pack on, I'm about to go out and sing this anthem that I've done a sound check for and everything, and they just come in and told me that I cannot, you know, you cannot wear that shirt while singing the national anthem at this game.
Damn.
So did they try to make you wear something else?
They gave me the option of wearing, you know, a 76ers jersey, but for me, that completely it defeats the purpose of why I had on what I had on. Like,
right.
Right.
It defeats the purpose.
Now, what was your shirt? What was the message your shirt was trying to send? It said, "We matter." What that mean?
It said, "We matter." And what I want to explain to people is that I'm not saying that, you know, our lives are the only ones that are important. It's just that, honestly, our lives are just way more disposable. Listen, like, why is it our lives are way more disposable, bro? Like, it really bothers me.
Our lives are more really in jeopardy than everybody else's.
Listen, you don't even have to be upset about that, because all lives can't matter until Black lives matter.
There,
like,
you know,
if you're saying all lives matter but Black lives don't matter, then all lives don't matter. So don't be upset about that.
Yeah, our lives, man. It's just, if I see it just bothers me on a whole other level. Not to mention, I just went to the, you know, the Civil Rights Museum, and that just touched my heart. And
right.
I feel like we live in those times now. It's just, you know, and it was just important for me to wear my shirt. That was just important to me.
Right. Has anybody reached out to you from the NBA yet?
Absolutely not. Not one person.
Not even the players that be in your DMs all the time?
No, Charlamagne, cut it out. No, not one person has reached out to me.
Well, we appreciate your stance, man.
No,
that hurt my heart, though, because I don't like to see that, because I'm going to tell you, I know, Seven, you said that, you know, it brought you to tears, and I know Seven that's a terrible thing to do to somebody. Right when you're getting ready to go out there, I saw you was tweeting that you was in Philly, you know, everybody.
And I was just really excited, you know. On top of that, we had fans that, we had a contest. There are fans that were supposed to come and sit with me for the game.
Wow.
Like, you know what I mean? So it doesn't just affect me. Y'all know I don't play about my fans.
We know.
Like, we made promises to people. They were excited. And that to be taken away from them as well over something, you know what I mean? Like, this is just, that just broke my heart, man.
Well, I gave them Donkey of the Day this morning.
They deserved it.
Well, yeah, they definitely deserve that. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Well, Seven, if you want to sing for us this morning, we won't stop you.
if you want me to disturb this entire airport, listen here.
And let me ask you a question, Seven. Do those guys whose heart you be breaking, do their lives matter?
Shut up.
Oh my God. Charlamagne, do your heart matter? I don't think you got now, bro. Shut up.
He called you a savage this morning, so
he savage.
Nothing but break hearts all day long.
I said Seven's a very sweet woman. If
I told
they
you
can't
sweet,
step
you
up to the plate.
Sweetheart.
Hey, Seven, did you see that Kevin Gates got to go to jail in Polk County? Where you from?
I have not seen anything. I've been dealing with all of this other crazy stuff.
Yeah,
he
just got sentenced to 180 days at Polk County Jail.
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't see nothing about that. Sheesh. I've been traveling. I'm at the airport, and I'm actually about to board a plane in a few minutes.
All right. Well,
you have a safe flight.
Thanks for letting us bombard you this morning. Have a safe flight. Love you, Seven.
I love y'all, too. I appreciate y'all.
All right, Seven.
All right, bye.
All right. Well, that was your rumor report. Shout out to Yee for having Seven's number. We could call her on the fly anytime.
I know. We do this all the time to her. She rolls with it.
Yeah. All right. Well, shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys later. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something? At DJ MV, 800-585-1051. Now, tonight, Powerhouse NYC goes down. There's a lot of people coming into town for it. So let's do a Powerhouse Mix. Your favorite artist that will be touching that stage tonight.
Yes, I'm actually excited for it now because I had a dairy pimple on my face, but my dermatologist came through and gave me that steroid shot. By 5 o'clock this afternoon, I'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah, that pimple fighting to stay there, too.
Nah,
fighting to stay alive.
It's gone. It's dead now.
It's dead.
Pimples' lives don't matter.
That pimple mad as hell.
Pimples' lives don't matter. All right, the mix is up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.